I would just want to say one halakha regarding the laws of Hatmana that we're talking about. It's a case that the poskim bring down in the halakha. The question is like this. They want to know on Shabbat, let's say our living where we have a plata, we have a blech that we call it. So we put it on the fire before Shabbat, and we have the food sitting on the plata from before Shabbat. No problem. The question is it permissible to cover those pots with towels while it's on the plata? This is a different question than we asked just now. We asked now, there's no plata. We asked the question now just in the daily halakha. There was a blackout. There's no electricity. You want to put towels over a pot and cover it. So we said it's asur. Because that's eno mosif haval. Something that does not add heat is asur to do on Shabbat. Asur. Towels don't add heat. It maintains. It maintains. A quilt also doesn't add heat. It maintains. So maintaining heat on Shabbat and insulation is asur. Get the klal, gadol biyadut. Eno, mosif, haval, b'Shabbat, asura. Finished. So now the question is asked, we're adding a new element now to the question. It's on a blech. That's clearly the blech itself is mosif haval. There's a fire underneath it. For sure there's heat. However, your hatmana is coming from the towels that you're putting on the pot. Towels are not mosif haval. Although the fire is. How do you look at those towels? Is that considered matmin be enu mosif haval? And if it's enu mosif haval, it would be mutar to set it up like that before Shabbat. Because enu mosif haval is mutar to set up before Shabbat. However, maybe you can consider it as mosif haval since there's a fire underneath, even though the towel itself is not, but it's underneath a... So maybe the combo between the fire underneath and the towel on the top, that turns this into a mosif haval, probably if it's going to be asur. This happens a lot. There are people that are not satisfied with the heat of the blech or the plata hashmalit. For the simple reason, sometimes when they have it in the kitchen, it's cold in that spot. There's a draft. Or it's just revealed, the pot is open. Bottom line, although it's getting hot on the bottom, but the pot is open on the top to whatever the weather pattern is in the room. And they want it to be hot. And what happens? You take it off. And they make a motzi. And they sit down and tell you. So every extra degree that they keep it hotter will benefit the food, will benefit the people. So what they do is they insulate. They got a double action. They got the plata, so they're getting nice, you know, warming, keeping the food hot. And then they put these, like you said, these pot covers that they have, these quilts that they cover the pot over there. So now you got a double hadush. It's getting the heat over there. It's getting... Now, you would tell me, without thinking anything, you say, wait, where's the insulation happening from? The insulation is happening from the quilt. The quilt is not mosif haval. Quilts do not generate heat. And you told me, Rabbi, if it doesn't generate heat, it's mutar. Be'erev Shabbat. I set this up Friday afternoon. Well, that's your first gisha. You say, well, I look at the item. We're going to see over here that it's not so pashut. Open up. I don't know about Zephyr. Open up the Ran. On Daf Chavbet. Now this is going to take a while. Not to learn it, to find the page. Learn it to take 3 minutes. But this is going to be very difficult now. How are we going to find Daf Chavbet in the pages of the Rif? Because our first thing is, whenever we see the reef, we get confused. Is this another Gemara? What is this here? This looks like the Gemara. Well, what's going on? Don't get confused. The reef was written in the same setting as the Gemara. And it doesn't say reef. So how are you supposed to know that this is the reef? Because it says Rabbeinu Nissim. Rabbeinu Nissim didn't give a perush on, you know, like Rashi. This is called Rashi. This is called Rabbeinu Nissim. Anyway, if you start reading it, you'll realize that it's not the Gemara as well. Look at Umin again. It's one small paragraph. Thank you. Now, see on Chabet. Chabet Amud Aleph in the Peharif. You see, it says Umin Hagenu in the Ran. See on the side, the Benu Nesim. You got it, Charles. Unbelievable. See, we're finding pages much quicker. I'm telling you, Adam. I'm telling you, we're
making progress.
Making big progress. Making big progress. Baruch Hashem. Umin Hagenu Akshav. Look what he says. Our custom. Al pi sevarazu shetomnim et hamim bebegadim. We make atmana with begadim ubedvarim she'enam mosifim haval on stuff that's not mosif haval, like I said, towels, cloths, stuff like that. Vekederot hamin omdot al gabe kira ketuma, and the kedera is on a stove that's katum, that's either no coals, or you put ashes on it, which is okay. She mosifet haval v'sharina nachi, and we matir it. Why? Mishum desvira lan deshihui anyan la'atzmo v'atmana anyan la'atzmo. Shia, it's okay because it's garuf katum. So am I allowed to leave it from shia aspect? Can I leave it on this thing? It's garuf katum. It was cold. They took out the cold, so they put ashes on the cold. From the shia law, it's mutar. Now let's look at the atmana aspect. V'chi aslinan ha'cha davka b'delom mafsik avira ben gefen l'kedera v'nimset kulam mutmenet u'chidavinan v'zoi shitat haramban. So he says like this. V'chi aslinan ha'cha. Oh, so therefore he allows me what? He allows me over here to place the pot on top of this kira. From shiya it's mutar, and hatmana it's enomosif haval. As a matter of fact, let's go back for a second before we get to minhagin. It was minhag is lakel. Clearly, the minhag is lakel. Look at v'yesh machloket. Let's go one paragraph before that even. V'yesh kan machloket sheyesh mi she'omer v'chi amrinan dasu lahanichal gam gefet shel zetim. That which we said that you cannot put a pot on gefet shel zetim. Again, but we have hatmana on top. Hatmana on top, and you're putting it on gefet on the bottom. Davka heka delo mafsik avira ben kedera le gefet. That's only when you're putting it directly in the gefet. Shafa pish shla kupa mafsiki nakati atmana mikriya davila kilu et min bedavar shere mosif. Magatar al kadi devar mosif. Dasur. Vakana mishule kedera mutmani men. When you have the bottom of the pot in the item and the top is cloths, so that turns it into a mosif aval. There's a logic that says that since it's on the bottom, it has mosif, it turns the top into mosif. Someone is, but if there's a separate, if it's not in the coals itself, if it's in the coals itself, then they want to say it's asur, because it's in hatmana on the bottom at least. So this is mosif aval. So it turns the cloths on top into mosif aval. But if there's a separation, like in our case, with the blech, in our case with the platas, it's not directly sitting in coals, it's a separation.
We don't have anything that goes
to like the beniuk. Very good. So therefore, they want to say the only time it's asur is when you're actually putting it in coals itself and you're putting cloths on top. That turns into mosif aval. But if it's not in the coals itself, if it's hafsaka, then it's okay. That's the point. The law mafsik avira bekedra legefesh. I'm a pinch to keep one mafsikin akati hatpana mikre davi lekilu etmin bedavar shein mosif shein mosif. V'akar etar akli davar mosif. V'akar em shulei kedra mutmanim bechi agad nevadi lehatpana bedavar mosif avada. But hekad mafsika avira, but the separation shehui mikri v'lo hatpana k'mo shpel berekira. ואף הפי שכדת למעלה תמונה בקופה, אם לא רוצה תמונה, התפנה תו שערי. תמה שבקופה זה מה שאני מוסיף, because what's in the קופה זה אינו מוסיף, the top is אינו מוסיף, ולא הייתי מצא על הבארם. And the bottom is not on the bottom, it's separating. ונמצא ששעה אותה על גבי דבר המוסיף, תהיינו גבת ותמונה ולמעלה ותמונה שאינו מוסיף. תשערי בעוד יום. ונמצא, יש שורים את שאלמת העניין לתמושיס. The שהייה on the bottom is עניין בפני עצמו, and the התפנה on the top is דבר בפני עצמו. The שהייה on the bottom is okay, because it's גרוף וכתום. And the Hatmana, which is on the top, is in a Mosif Aval. To the Hatmana, Melemala, Bedrash Mosif Aval, Mishu, Elemata, Bedrash Mosif Aval, Mutan. Umenagenu Ashab, now read the Menag. Who are peace of Arazu. Based on this, the Menag is Shetomnin, et Hamim, the Begadim, the Varim, Shem Mosif Aval, the Kedrot, Amin, Omdot, Agaba, Kira, Ketuma, so there's Efsek. She must have done that. We shall in the rack. We should have done that.
Even the ashes in the sick?
Yes.
So, you put it on the ashes itself?
No, 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 no. No. That's just taking care of Shihui. The Svira land, the Shihui and Lassot, but on Yamaswa, he has seen an Adam, Dadka, the Lord Mersika, Bira. What is it? That's what's in it. They give the Kadravan, it's a good amount of money, because we start a ban. So, as long as we have a separation, the Ran, the Ramban, they're telling you it's okay. So if the lady calls you up, and again, lady calls you up so far, Rabbi, I put on the black, and I like to put these pot insulators, you know, I zip it up totally, I make it nice and snug over there, you tell the mutar. So, but what about Shia, Rabbi? What do you mean Shia? You have a black. That's Garufi Katum. Garufi Katum is black. Black is on the fire. What's the difference between putting ashes on the fire or black? We hold black is garuf, let's say, or katum. Or an electric plate, better. Electric plate. Electric plate, from Shia is no problem. Oh, but I'm not calling from Shia. I'm calling you from the Hatmana. I'm putting this thing over there. What is this? It's a cloth. It's Eno Mosif Aval. Oh, that's only with the Asur. If you're actually putting it in the... on the gifet, on the coals itself, then this would turn the cloth into a Mosif Aval. But since it's a Davar HaMasik, it's not directly on the coals, it's on a piece of metal, so therefore, it doesn't turn into Mosif Aval, therefore it's Mutar Be'Erev Shabbat. That's it. Erev
Shabbat.
Oh, slow. What did I just tell you in the Daily Halakha 5 minutes ago? Even taking a towel where it's not even on the fire, and covering a pot is Asur. Eno Mosif Aval Asur B'Shabbat. But Mutar Be'Erev Shabbat. Our question is this called Eno Mosif Aval? So the deen is that since it's a Hefsek, it's not directly in the coals. Aval Rabbeinu Yonah Zal Katav. Read the next line. Afilu Mafsik Avira. Ben Kedera LeJefet Asur. He says it's Asur. So now it comes out, we have a big, gigantic mahaloket between the Rishonim. If this is mutar or nadichishari shiui al gebe kira ketuma, tafke kishenu mutmenet melemala. Erev Shabbat, oh Erev Shabbat. Which means that which we allow you garufe katum, that's for shiya without hatmana on top. But to make garufe katum, even with a separation, and then put a hatmana on top, that's mosif aval now. Because bottom line, even garufi katum, it's still boiling hot, still mamosif. I only allowed it for shiya, but not batmana. Aval koshu mutmenet. Galli da'te shum makpid b'chumah. He wants to keep it hot. Ule tzorech maharu dekabel. And obviously he wants to keep it hot for later on, for tomorrow. Mishum haki asu la shota, gebe kira katumah. Fage bedo ara mosif, kizra shema yachte, velo etiru shota. Ele kishwana megule. Which is, when a person just makes shiya, he shows that he doesn't care about the heat. Because it's migune. On top, it's cool. So then I'm not worried about Shema Yahteh, where he's only making when it's Garufi Katum. Because he's leaving it outside, first of all. That's Garufi Katum. So it shows you he's not so makpid. But when a guy insulates, what is that showing me? No, this guy's, he's worried about Hamimut. And if, even if it's garufi katum, even if it's not touching the coals, bottom line, the Beruina says that turns it into Mosif Haval, and it was a Subayarif Shabbat. Mm-hmm. Who do we posek like? There's a big mahloket rishonim. Maran in this is the first halakha now we'll start seeing. We have to knock off all these halakhot. I don't know Rabbanan. I'm reading Maran. You just want to be Mekir, Rabbanan, but I'm looking at Maran. So that's it. So I think Rabbanan is called, and there was Mutah. It's going to come here. That's how you posek alachot. It's Mahlok Rishonim. It's Mahlok Rishonim, the Ran and Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah. And you're coming to just say, so I picked the Rabbanan and Kula.
It's
okay. From Shiu.
Well, according to logic, he's undoing the logic is undoing the kippah. You put the kippah to say, I don't want the heat. But then you get into all the laws of the Haita and the Hananya and the Chachamim. I mean, like, you know, there could be an idea. Even to the
look at that. Look at Chet, look at Ayin, look at Chet, look at Chet. Reshdun Zayin Chet. You tell me how Maran holds. Reshdun Zayin, oh, this is a big one. Because now we're not giving page numbers anymore, now we're giving simanim. So you have to find the Resh, and then you have to look for a Nun, and then you have to look for a Zayin. Now the way the alphabet works, Resh, it's at the end of the alphabet. Nun is in the middle and Zion is before that. So you have to find these three letters together. So that's a challenge.
Page
56. Page, yeah, but that's going to be tricky because there's a lot of 56s. There's a lot of 56s. That doesn't help you.
It's going to be all confusing.
Mook, I gave you the easy way. All right? Now, Resh Nun Zayin, the way you find Resh Nun Zayin, you look on the top. Siman, Resh Nun Zayin. We have to know the alphabet. Okay, Siman Chet. Seif Chet. Av al pi shemutar lishchot. I just want to be able to cover yashar. That's it. 2 more minutes. Av al pi shemutar.
Don't leave.
Av al pi shemutar lishchot kedera al gabe kira sheyesh bagehalim. You're allowed to leave a kedera on coals. Al pi adirachim shenet baru. The way we explained it already. Garuf, katum, haita, all those laws. Whatever. Go. I'm not teaching you those of Shia now. Kol Mishnah Gimel Atu Ishiya. Imu mechuseh bebegadim. Oh, but if you're going to cover it in begadim, afapisha begadim ena mosifim haval lachmat atzmam. Even though the begadim themselves are just close to that mosif haval, mikom akom machmat eshet tahtem mosif haval. But the fire underneath it causes them to be mosif haval. Umiu kol shehu beinyan shena begadim nogeim bekedera. But if the begadim don't touch the kedera, Abba Pishesh is Tartea Kevan She'en Osir Rekatmana Shari. Maran says the Hiddush that it's Asur. First of all, he says it's Asur. Unless you could put the begadim around this pot without the begadim touching the pot.
What does that do? It doesn't help.
It would help a little. Baby, you put a little inch separation between. You put little pegs to separate so the pot is not being touched directly. Mutar. I will go slow. You make a tent. You make a tent. No, stop. We're not making it on the hot plate. We're making it on the pot. So Maran is Oser. Maran holds like Rabbeinu Yonah that Hatmana Bedavar She'eno Mosif Haval Al Kira Afilu Higirufa Veketuma turns it in Be'erev Shabbat, turns it into a Mosif Haval Ve'asura, unless the Hatmana agent is not touching the pot. So therefore, in our quilting story where it touches the pot, you're zipping it up, you're putting it around the pot, Maran is going to say it is asud, and he gives you the way to do it. He tells you how they do it. They put it in a way where it's not touching. Hilkach. Watch. Hilkach. Hecha. He gives you the bottom line. Hilkach. Hecha shema'amid kedera על גבי קירה שיש בה גחלים ואין שולי הקדרה נוגעים בגחלים. Our story, the bottom of the pot is not touching the גחלים. שיהיה מקרי, שיהוי מקרי. That's called שיהוי. אבל שזה מותר. מותר, אפילו ידע רכיש ברור. אם נתן לו כדרה כלי רחב שנוגע בצידי הקדרה. But if that's how you put something on the pot, you put like a bar. And then when you put your hatmana agent, it's now separate. Because the bar, I put a bar here like this, right? Now when I put the hatmana, it's not touching the walls of the pot. Right? If I, bottom line, do something that the hatmana will not touch the walls of the pot, שירם נוגע בצידי הקדרה ונתן בגדים על אותו כלי רחב יפות לי בגדים על דעת כלי מותר כמעט שירם בגדים נותנים אלא על אותו כלי רחב שירם נוגע בצידי הקדרה אין כאן התמנה period so Maraj giving you all different ideas how to make that mana without touching but if it's touching Maraj also said so obviously he didn't go with this minhag even though the Rabbeinu Yonah why? Because that's called Atmana, but the Rama Sif Avam. What does Atmana mean? It's insulated. Once it's wise, it's not insulation anymore. It's not called Atmana. Atmana means mapped. But Rabbi, it's cloth. It's not Sif Avam. Yeah, but you got a fire underneath. So between the fire, that's more seat. This is the Hadush of the Halakhaya. That the fire is able to turn a cloth into a Mosif Haval. So if you would ask now, someone learned Shulchan Aruch, they tell you, I'm sorry, you're not in luck. Oh, so they asked this question to Hakam Ben Tzion Abba Shaul. They asked this exact question to Hakam Ben Tzion Abba Shaul. This case of Maran. What's the question? Meperuz Maran. Okay, good. And Hakam Ben Tzion Abba Shaul.
Oh, that's why they asked. That's why they asked.
So look. That's why I came to tell you Hadushim today. Ha'im mutar. It is in Yud Zayin Yud. Ha'im mutar laniyah simichot towels me'ereb Shabbat al gabe ha'sirim. Sirim is pots. Ha'nimsa'im ala plata. How exactly? You get a better case? Okay. Badai. It's garuf, katum. המנהג להניח לפני השבת סמיכות וכדומה על גבי הסיר. The menhag is we do it. Touching. He doesn't say no touch. גם אז הדבר בשולחן ערוך סעיף חד אסר לכסות בגדים בקדרה שעל גבי הקהילה אף קודם שבת משום שנחשב כמתמים בדבר המוסיף אבל now go slow let's discuss another issue because Maran was all said so we gotta figure out where Chaim Ben Tzion is gonna now buck Maran there's another question which we'll discuss this is the Lema'aseh question now in Hatmana how much of the pot do you have to cover to consider it atmana. Maybe atmana is davka bekulo, or maybe you tell me atmana afilu b'miksat is atmana, which means you could argue and say, Rabbi, listen, if you did the insulation for here and you left the top uncovered, never mutman means buried, you know, buried in the item. Or maybe you could tell me, no, this is an atmana miksat. It's partial atmana. It's also atmana. What does Maran hold legabe that question? So that question is also meferush and resh nun gimal. I'm done in 30 seconds. Resh nun gimal. although they should be. Nothing yet. Nothing yet. I just ask you some question. Nothing yet. I'm going to bring it back. No, so I was very careful with Delia Halakha not to get into that. How much you're covering before Shabbat? I said covering the pot with towels. I didn't say how much you're covering. What's about? I didn't get involved in that question of what's considered hatman, how much of the pot. Now Maran's going to tell you. You don't need me. Yes. It is in Resh Nun Gimel Sof Seif Aleph Sifah is a long one. The whole Torah is in Sifah Aleph, by the way. The whole Perek is in Sifah Aleph, by the way. By the way, this one Sif is the whole Perek Kira. We did it. Okay, now watch. I'm going to